SBS Radio.
Joining us now from Canberra, the Assistant Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Anne Ruston. Thanks for joining us, Anne.
My pleasure.
Minister, what is the aim of the Pacific Labour Scheme? And in simple terms, what is the scheme?
Well, the great thing about this scheme is it will benefit both the Timorese community and Australia. Australia has... We struggle sometimes to get enough workers for many of our industry sectors, and the Timorese community, particularly your Timorese workers, are very keen to come to Australia. And Australians love Timorese workers because they work so hard and they're very productive. So what we've ended up with a situation where there's a demand for these workers in Australia. The Timorese are very keen to come here. They love the opportunity to be able to earn money in Australia, but also to be able to learn some skills and get some experience and training so that when they go back to their communities in Timor-Leste, that they have learned some skills to be able to apply to their own businesses or in their own communities and in their own jobs.
Why did you add Timor to the list of countries? Because there are a few, some Pacific islands and countries. Why Timor?
Timor, like the other countries in the Pacific, we see as part of our neighbourhood. You're part of our region. And whilst Timor isn't in the Pacific Ocean, you're a very near neighbour to Australia. And so we see that the importance of us engaging and supporting all of our neighbours in our region is very important. So we've delighted also to have Timor included in this program, particularly because, as I said, Australian businesses are very keen to have Timor workers come and work in Australia for them.
And how many people will be able to apply for this scheme? Is there a cap in the number of Timorese workers in Australia?
No, there's no cap. So the most important thing is for us in Australia to be working with the Timorese government to identify the industry sectors where particularly where training and development is something that the Timorese would want, skills into the future, but the scheme is uncapped. So into the future, the amount of people that come to Australia from Timor-Leste is only going to be governed by the demand in Australia for those people and obviously the supply that Timor is able to provide to Australia of the workers that are demanded.
Would you know how many Timorese are in this scheme currently?
The new Pacific Labour Scheme, which I announced when I was recently in Timor-Leste, has only just started. So it was the first opportunity for Timorese people to be able to access this particular scheme. So it was very warmly welcomed by the government and by many of the people who had already been to Australia on this program. But currently, we've had up until now about 1,500 Timorese people in Australia working on our seasonal workers program. So we see that the opportunity to expand that number as being very significant.
When they come here, they will receive a monthly wage. Is there any other kind of support with their language skills, for example, English skills, etc.?
One of the things that we've been very careful with this scheme is to make sure that we match the worker up with the business, and there are a number of other things that go with the package, not just the money that they're earning. We provide them with accommodation and a number of other support mechanisms so that when they come to Australia, they won't feel like they've just gone into a community where they've got to fend for themselves. So they often will actually stay on the property of where they're working. They'll often be with other workers. It's very unusual for only one seasonal worker or certainly Pacific labour worker to go by themselves to a property, so they'll have other people, most likely from the same location. And also, we make sure that when we are vetting to see who is suitable to go where, that the skills that they already have will be sufficient for them to be able to have productive, happy and enjoyable times in Australia with their new employer. So there's a lot more that goes to it than just earning a wage. The seasonal workers program was only open for up to 9 months, but this new program is up to 3 years. And it includes training. So instead of coming out and just doing basic training, like learning how to pick or prune, with the new program, there will be the opportunity for training. We're also looking at the moment with some of our Australian employers about perhaps doing some training in Timor-Leste before the workers come to Australia, so they'll feel much more comfortable about what they might be doing when they get to Australia.
You've been to Dili recently, as you mentioned, and how was the trip? Did you have the chance to see the country? Was it your first time?
Look, unfortunately, I didn't see as much of the country as I'd have liked to have seen, but it was my first trip, and I thought very warm welcome, very lovely, friendly people. There's so many opportunities for greater building enduring relationship between Australia and Timor-Leste, and I think that there was certainly a very strong keenness for us to work more closely together into the future. But certainly the first thing I'll be saying is that I really want to come back, because I'd love to go and visit some of the places that everyone talked about. I'd love to go and see some of your beautiful diving, some of the very important history, both from the Second World War, which was so important to Australia, but also your resistance movement history, some wonderful natural environment. So there's so much, I think, that I'd love to go back and see. And so the opportunities for the tourism industry, I think, in Timor-Leste are untapped and very good.
And may also increase through the scheme.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that we would like to do, and I talked with the government and government officials, that was about developing a tourism industry. And so the opportunity for workers to come to Australia and work in our tourism operations in Australia and learn the skills, so that when the tourism expands in Timor-Leste, that they will have the necessary skills to make it a great experience for the visitors, who I'm sure will flock there.
How can they apply for this? Is there any criteria?
The scheme is being administered by the Timorese government through the Department of Employment in Dili. So anybody who is interested should contact the department, and they will run through. They've got a whole heap of tools. They've got to show the workers what opportunities there are. And we're currently working through the other sectors outside of agriculture and tourism that also might be able to be made available to workers from Timor. So I would certainly encourage anybody who hears this who would like to be part of the programs, either one, the Seasonal Workers Program or the Pacific Labour Scheme Program, to contact the Department of Employment in Dili and put your name down.
Minister, just to finish our interview, did you learn any words in Tetum or Portuguese?
Well, the word that I used the whole time that I was there was obrigada, 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 because I was thanking everybody because it was such a wonderfully warm welcome. I have a little bit of Spanish, so hola seemed to get me, I seemed to get away with hola, but it's a lovely language, and I'd love to spend longer there because I'm sure I'd pick it up.
Thank you, Assistant Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Senator Anne Ruston. Thanks so much for your time and talking to SBS Portuguese. Thank you.
My absolute pleasure, anytime.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.